You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where they might break up. Oh, end up. I swear I know the song. Star, really, Selfie?
Going live. Bam, bam. Tune in.
Oh.
Is it funny every time?
Yes, it's funny every time. Really, Bing is for doing, you guys, and we are back for another Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hi, everyone. Jason J. Carter in the hot seat. Happy Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right. You're rocking that pink.
That pink. Hashtag it. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I love it. I love it. Stealing my hashtags. I'm your girl, Star Session, and thanks for coming back to another episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly, so glad to have you back.
Yeah, we missed you last week. I missed you guys last
playing
week.
Playing hooky.
I know.
That's all right.
You know, it's all good. After Buzz is high. Hope you guys are doing well. So tonight, Grey's Anatomy, 200th episode, hashtag Grey's 200, hashtag Grey's Anatomy on Twitter.
And yes. Hashtag disappointed. Sorry.
No, hashtag pow.
I know. I got all dressed up. I put on, like, my sparkly gear because it was the gala.
I manscaped. I mean.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I think I was just really disappointed in this episode.
It's a little lackluster for me. I mean, there were cute points here and
moments.
There, but overall.
No, not the business. Not a winner. Okay, here's the thing, though. Normally on every other season, the 100th episode of Grey's Anatomy was the bomb. Every season they have a milestone is usually marked with a really good episode. But you know what? I've been reading the blogs online and as well as a lot of the Twitter followers are saying that Grey's is missing something this season.
Yes.
Regardless of if we love the characters. Of course we love the characters. We know the story, but it's just, the way they're tying it all in together is just not doing it for me. There's not that, there's no magic at all with Grey's anymore. There's no, it's just, I don't know, it's just letting me down, you know?
Well, I just think the trauma is a little bit different. Because in all 9 seasons leading up, there's always been kind of something that somebody's working throughout the whole season, and it usually involved Meredith. And now it's really not.
She's happy.
Since the focus is away from her, maybe that's what we're not liking. You know, I'm not really sure. But this whole Calzona thing, like, I get it, but it's still not doing for
yeah,
me
but
with,
the Calzona,
like, the other...
everyone is, like, in love with Calzona right now. Like, they're starting new Twitter handles, like, I love Calzona.
I know.
Just the storyline of even them breaking up, it's, like, giving us something to, like, look forward to, because Meredith used to have that, like, oh, they're breaking up, they're getting back together, and that's what Calzona is going through right now.
Well, just real quick, After Brothers, every time they say Calzona, I think of a pizza.
The Calzone. Hello.
A pizza. I'm instantly hungry. And also, Callie still does wear the flannel. Hashtag Callie wears a flannel.
Yes.
Want to give a big shout out to all of our wonderful Twitter followers. Want to say what's up to Alicia Harding. Yay, baby. Hey, Autumn Quinn, a new follower. Thank you so much for following. Grace Fix. Kyle White, we love you. Sanja Bumbar. And also, we got to say what's up to...
I've got one.
Kentu.
Nice. And just a GSMHHGRL.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long.
That's a lot of letters. We love you. Thank you so much for tweeting,
for tweeting,
watching, following us. It means a lot to us. So let's talk about tonight's episode. They had a fundraiser because they needed to get some money, which everyone always looks stellar at the fundraiser. However, me and Kelly, we were chatting about, you know, poor Yang. You know, I feel like, why don't they give her, like, a straight do, give her some really good makeup? Because that red lipstick, every time they try to make her pretty, it doesn't work.
She's I feel prettier. Like all they did was just slap some lipstick on her and call it a day.
But that lipstick...
It's not her color.
It definitely wasn't her color. It looked better when it was faded at the end of the night. Like, at the end of the episode, the color settled in and it was better. But at the very beginning, it just overtook her face, like, too much. And all you saw, it's kind of, like, almost made her, like, have duck lips, like, all the time.
I agree. Meredith was the same for me as well in this episode. All she had on was... lipstick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then yeah. I'm sure they had on haute couture dresses, you know, like Valentino, and they covered them
up. Well, no, everybody's dresses I thought were great.
Beautiful. Yeah.
The dresses mm-hmm. were beautiful. It was great. It was just that shade of red on either one of them just wasn't working for me. I just felt that it took away from, it just did the opposite of what I think they intended it to do, at least it's in my true. Opinion.
And yeah. the cinematography of the show tonight wasn't on point either. Every return, every bump to commercial and return from commercial was the aerialist. I kept seeing someone's ass. I thought she was twerking in the silks because that's all we saw was ass.
It was very Cirque du Soleil.
Very, very wrong. It was very, very Cirque du Soleil wrong.
Right?
But I loved it when the moment happened when they walked in the door and they're doing these circus acts. I was like, what's going to happen tonight? Yeah. Because it was like that big wow factor, right. But it didn't match why they were there. You know what I mean? They're trying to raise money.
Right.
The wedding planner.
Random.
The event planner.
Wedding. Wedding event, you know. Planner. It's all a party.
Yeah. The party planner.
But
and
there
that,
wasn't a really good connection there. We didn't really know who she was. We didn't know what the problems were. At one point, there was an ice, and that's all we kind of heard there. And it's just like, it was very disconnected, the whole
all
thing, I thought.
All over the place.
Yeah, but she definitely looked like Big Bird. I love when they made that reference, because that yellow dress was over the top. The whole thing was over the top, yeah. And she went way too far with
way
it.
Way too far. And then, so, yeah. Okay, so let's just sum up the only great thing that happened at the party was the girl who fell on the planner.
The best part.
And her bone coming through her foot.
Yeah. We were
also,
like,
I know, it was so gross. I can barely stomach that stuff. I could never be a doctor. It totally creeps me out.
Did she step on something?
I know, I'm like, how did you not see the bone coming out of her leg and the blood gushing? Oh,
so gross.
I
loved
it. It was boring me to death. I was asleep.
Well, my favorite part actually was Owen and the new doctor.
Emma.
Ooh, I liked that.
Emma. Who mm-hmm. is Emma? Who is this Emma chick?
She's from another hospital.
Uh-huh. She has great teeth.
Yeah. She hijacked their party to try to raise funds for her own hospital.
She's a shark.
I like that.
Emma.
Emma.
Yes.
Emma.
Totally.
Well, they definitely had chemistry.
Of course they had chemistry.
What do you mean, of course?
Because, look, Owen had chemistry with Cahill last season, too. I wanted them to have a threesome or something, you know?
Yeah, that never really...
Owen's hot. Sorry.
Owen's got it. Hashtag.
I totally get it.
Disagree. Every week. I disagree every week with that one.
I can't believe you don't see it.
I don't see it.
He's got that Scottish swag.
He really does. I'm all about it.
And he's not blinking as much anymore.
Oh, I think he's got your memo. Don't blink.
I'm going to tweet Kevin McKidd. Dude, thanks for... Because he has, like... His eyebrows are like the same. I mean, I'm sure the drapes match the curtains. So, the eyebrows match too.
Oh my God.
Stop it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. But the chemistry was definitely there, and Yang was totally jealous. It was like the big word of the night. Like, even though she wasn't looking her best, even though she was trying, she was still jealous.
And, you know, I felt for her. Like, I'm a big Yang advocate, and I think that her and Crow and. Have been, you know, through a lot. And I would have been jealous, too, because it's that thing, like, you don't... It's more than if I can't have you, no one can, or I didn't want you when you wanted me, but now that she don't want me, I want you. It's more like she does want him, but she knows they can't be together.
They just don't work. They don't want the same things in the end.
And but it's like once you know, property of so-and-so on somebody, it's property of so-and-so on somebody. That's her man.
Yeah, but he wasn't really flirting. He was really going after the money, telling the corny jokes, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But when he saw her... going after the money too, he was like, oh my, he got jealous first. Yeah. He was looked across the room and realized like, oh, she's kind of flirting and touching the guy's hand and reading his palm and yada, yada, yada. And so that's when he felt liberty, like, you know what? She said I should start dating. Let me, you know, whatever. Yada, yada,
in
yada.
Theory.
Dating.
Well, he didn't even really get it until Emma actually had to pretty much spell it out for him. Yeah. He just really didn't, you know, sometimes guys are a little slow.
Yeah.
But he just really didn't get it. And I thought that was very cute and endearing of his character because he, you know, just didn't think about it that way.
And what was really refreshing was that she didn't know about Christina.
No.
You know, so it was innocent. It was like she liked him, you know, and poor Christina, it was like a train wreck and she was like watching it happen in a good way because here's this woman swooping in on her man and she's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go home then. Yeah. And then she walks away.
Well, like, I really was very glad that he didn't blow off Emma.
Yeah.
Because Yang had just invited him to drink.
Right.
And he just kind of was like, I got a little stunned because Emma shows up, but I'm glad that Yang kind of left. That shows
it put her. It put her in her place. Right. It definitely put her in her place.
Well, it gave her what she wanted. She's the one that wanted them to start dating because, you know, and rightfully so. He wants a family. They want different things. They can't be together. There's no sense in dragging it out.
I know.
And so trying to do the mature thing about it, but, you know, but it's hard.
It's hard.
But I can't believe Yang flirted so much, got the money from the other guy, and still was. I was kind of like hoping. Get
you know,
it, girl.
She's dumb, though, because he could easily cancel that check. I was like, Yang.
Right? I was thinking the same thing.
You weren't going to give him some. He got some for that ass. Girl, that check is stop payment, only $29 at B of A. But, the end.
Right? But he was kind of into it, even though she denied him. So I think his character might come back, so we'll have to wait and see on that
one. Okay. Yeah. No, I hope he doesn't come back, because he was not a looker.
He was not a looker, but...
She, you know what Yang needs? Yang needs
a black
brother.
Guy. I knew you were going
to
say that.
She needs a brother to just be like, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
That was ridiculous.
Because, you know, Burke, she was all sprung on Burke. She was in chocolate pheromones. She was breathing it in.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious. Anyways, but.
Let's move on to another couple.
Calzona, also known as pizza.
The pizza couple. So yeah. Callie spotted Arizona. Mm-hmm. And there was that moment of like, oh.
Of longing.
Longing.
Sadness.
Disappointment.
They were never.
All the feelings you go through.
And then it was like, she disappeared into the closet.
Then it was like, yeah, she died.
Right.
And she's telling everybody that her wife passed away and starts telling these stories and then gets cornered by a real widow telling real sad stories.
See, I've had that. Once you start lying and it's like, you can't backtrack it like that fast. It's like, pull it together.
I went to USC. You went to USC? I did. Did you take
Whose class were you in?
Right, or
what year did you graduate?
Do you know Spanish? Poquito? Blah, 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 blah. Excuse me, what? Como? Como se dice what?
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, you don't want to get caught in that lie.
No, it's a rabbit hole you don't want to go
The
down.
Whole Cali, Arizona thing is just, you know, for the life of me, I never really thought they had great chemistry throughout the course of Grey's. I've never been a fan of Calzona only because it's just so weird. Like, she's blonde, she's brunette. It's just weird. But it's just very weird to me. They don't the aesthetically, it's not doing it. But tonight, Callie cannot be mad.
Where are you going with this?
I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like, I wish that Arizona would be like, you know what? I was a hoe. I cheated. Callie, we're done. And Callie moves on to somebody else. And just leave it at that.
Well, no, because it's not that easy. They're married. That's why I like that this is dragging out. Because when you marry somebody, it's not that, you don't just break up
and be like, peace out.
They're married. They have a family. You figure it out. You have to work through it. And even if it's spending time apart and, you know, as we saw tonight and how they're just still at opposite ends and they've each got to admit the parts that they played and whatever happened.
Yeah.
But that's what grown-ups do. You don't just like break up and move on. This ain't high school.
But here's the thing, Kelly.
I like that. I
agree.
Like
you always hit the nail on the head with your explanations of things, Kelly. But one of the things that I would like to see, I guess, for the writers is make their issues more intense, because now it's just longing gazes across. Like, it should be...
But it is an intense issue.
The issue's intense, but it's not coming across that way.
But you've got to think about the way that she's gazing. Arizona's gazing at her in that I'm sorry, forgive me way. Mm-hmm. And Callie's looking at her like, I can't believe that you did this to me. It's two very different gazes. And that's real. That's more relatable than some, you know, BS that we see with hands that, you know, and bomb bodies and like all these different things. This is like a real relationship
thing
that we're seeing. And I think that's why it might be a little bit boring, because it's not extravagant.
It's not, but there's no drama for me.
But it's drama in a more like real way.
Well, we already thought of what the drama could be to spice this story up. She was inside of the closet with April, and there was actually a moment of chemistry, and we were like, okay, we're planning out the next episode, right?
Okay. After Buzzers, tweet us right now if you thought that April and Arizona should have made out.
Right? They got a little drunk. They were relating a little
college days throwback.
Boom. And then her next episode, she could be questioning her Christianity.
And her sexuality.
And her sexuality and like all that stuff.
Kelly was
like, could
be
a good episode.
Callie should have walked in if they were making out. That would have been bomb.
I was expecting that to happen versus can I try on your leg?
Right? That was the weirdest moment of like all time. It was quirky and weird. Like, it was just off. Like, why would you want to try on someone's leg in the first place?
Right.
Weird.
I don't know.
Well, tonight we also saw, we almost saw more of the softer side of Karev. Some winos, some actually heroin crackheads get rolled in.
Junkies, man.
Sean is like, you know, let's just make them junkies. You know, forget alcohol.
You know, which was different,
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes,
shake it up a little bit. Not just an alcohol related incident.
True. And one of the junkies mumbled something that was really familiar to Karev that his dad had said, and you know, Karev gave a backstory that he hasn't seen his dad in 20 years, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So this really sent him on through a weird place that throughout the show, okay, they were promoting this as Karev's big secret reveal. I thought he was going to, you know, reveal he had like HIV or something that would have been
a bigger reveal than the family
because we've known that he grew up in the dumpsters out back in Iowa, you know, we knew that. So it's like,
but we also remember like he had a really horrible relationship with his dad. His dad used to beat up him and his little brother,
right?
So it was a big struggle for him, and that's kind of what we saw here in a very subtle way, because he cares about what happens to him but he doesn't, he's not sure it's him but he is, and he's running back and forth and all. That's all we really see.
That's so weird to be like really subtle years thing. Later, like, is that my dad? I don't know what he looks like. That's like kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a little strange, but I can completely understand, like, years go by and people change. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so with that said, like, he really, piggybacking on what you said, he really kind of showed a sensitive side this episode, you know, even though he was leaving his girlfriend behind at the gala, and she was mm-hmm. the only intern that got to go to the gala, which mm-hmm. was weird, in her wedding dress.
Right.
Can we talk about that?
Weird. Well, she, you know, Joe's annoying this season. No offense to Joe fans, but
why?
Because she's just so like, she's like a chihuahua, like always just there.
She's
like,
always there.
Nitpicking.
Yeah. She's always like, yeah.
Corey, what's wrong with you? Oh my God. Like, she's just so whiny. She's like a whinier Katherine Heigl.
Well, it's because he doesn't talk. He doesn't communicate. And I think that's kind of what he needs, because he needs somebody to pull it out of him. You know, the way Yang went into his room and woke him up that day and got it out of him that he's not having sex with Joe yet.
Yeah.
You know, just on him, because he doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything.
Right.
He does what we saw him do. He runs back and forth and is quiet and goes and sulks and he doesn't communicate.
Yeah, but I miss his character being like something like juicy. You know, he hasn't had anything. He's just kind of like, luckily hasn't been X'd off the show.
Right. Like, he's like the fledgling. He's just like, you got brownie points for being on the show for a minute, so we're not going to get rid of you. Like, and that leads us to
He kind of needs to not be a jerk all the time.
Well, yeah, he's grown.
He's growing. We're seeing him grow a little bit. And the, his character's calmed down. We don't see as much drama. Meredith, we're not seeing as much drama. So now we're getting into these other characters, and maybe that's just not what we're just not feeling it.
Right, because we got used to it's new and it's you know, growing pains, I guess, right?
Maybe that's just it.
You know, one of the painful things that I'm seeing watching the show is the relationship between the chief and Bailey. Because we're seeing the chief in a whole new light that really is giving him some depth, believe it or not, because, okay, we knew he was an alcoholic. We knew he had the affair. He had this backstory that was brilliant for so many seasons. And now we're seeing him in a more vulnerable, I wouldn't say irate state, but he's not strong. He's not authoritative.
Well,
he's weak.
He's dealing with all of that.
Right.
Because, you know, his wife died not knowing him. She had Alzheimer's. She was in love with somebody else when he lost her. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows he cheated on her, all the bad things he did. And now he's at the, like, almost the end of his life. He almost died, and now he just doesn't want to deal with it.
And he's kind of all alone. I mean, even though he has his family from the hospital, he's a little bit alone. And I must say that they're doing a great job with his makeup, because it's very believable that he could be dying, you know what I mean? And when he's showing a side of like just being down and out, you know what I mean? And being frustrated and like hitting Bailey, like that was just like a moment of like, she even shook her hand. I'm like, you could really hurt this surgeon, like you could really hurt Bailey. But I guess
she's tough as nails.
She's a tough girl, and this episode, I don't know, I'm sick of her being the softy.
Right.
I'm ready for her to get crazy again.
And be the...
Why didn't she know what was going on in the ER? You know, like, I want her to be, like, on top of those interns like she used to be, because that's what I love about Bailey. So, missing that.
But, you know, again, like I always say every week, Shauna says that this show, there's an ebb and flow. You know, we're not always going to get, you know, that... You know, I have a Grey's Anatomy appetite. When I watch the show, I want to feel a certain way. I want to experience certain things because I got used to that. So it's kind of like we've been conditioned to have things go a certain way. And now that they're not, we're kind of like, eh, but who knows? Last season, at the beginning, we were kind of, you know, iffy about it, but towards the end when the arc started happening and when it got deeper into the season, it was like, whoa, things are finally we're getting some meat. So I think things could turn out right.
And, but Bailey did get a little like feisty when it came down to the patient who had cancer and it's terminal.
And was a little racist.
And a little racist, which was kind of
very
funny.
Inappropriate.
Right? I love the racial slurs in this episode. I've never said I've loved the racial slurs until like
today.
They
were clever. They were quick,
right? They were very quick and clever, and he's old, so it's kind of like funny. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just, every time he spoke, or even when he had that monologue about like, you need to fight for me.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I was like, he's creepy, but I love it. I kind of like it. I like it. I like that he's creepy and crazy. So yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the gala.
The gala. Left of the gala?
Well, what was left of the gala is, well, okay, Avery and Stephanie.
Avery Edwards. Stepped up as Hold a man on. Still.
And just real quick, Jerrica Hinton, hi, if you're listening, I could have sworn you said last season Shonda was giving you more romantic hair. I ain't seen anything romantic about the hair you sported this season.
Right? It's still frizzy. It's still, like, not moving. It's not romantic. You know, it's just not really cute. Like, I really want to get her a weave and, like, lay it out.
Or just
for her.
A real fro. I mean, just you know?
It's like an in-between hot mess. And it's like she rolled out of bed and, like, didn't
like,
even, like...
It's like a free fro weave.
Yes. Oh, hashtag it.
Hashtag free.
Oh, my gosh. And while you guys are hashtagging, don't forget to go to iTunes. Rate and comment. Give us 5 stars because we want to be number one over here. Tell a friend. And don't forget to find us on Twitter because we are Twitter crazy.
We're twats.
We're twat. Oh, wait, is that too much?
No, I
don't want to be that.
No.
I don't want to be a twat. I don't want to be a twat.
Jason, did you just say that?
No.
I didn't say
You didn't say twat. You said twat. What? I said it.
Hey, you guys. Well, you know, since we're being hilarious,
since we're being hilarious.
I mean, since we're being totally inappropriate. But you know what's not inappropriate? Cereal Buddies. Maria Menounos' movie, amazing. I actually have 3 copies of it. One because, okay, I watch this movie when I want to get a good laugh. There's so many wonderful people in it. Kathy Lee Gifford, Maria. I mean, it's just funny as hell.
Right?
And there's a lot of funny movies, but this one's probably the funniest. I mean...
It's a little inappropriate, too, because right along with
you know, the word inappropriate is inappropriate, okay? That movie is appropriate.
I like it.
Mysterio Buddies.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what makes it funny.
I know.
That whole,
I just
like,
hate that word inappropriate.
Thing.
Like, you're so inappropriate. Bitch, you're inappropriate.
Wow.
You're being inappropriate right now.
Guys, go download it.
Inappropriately fight.
Go download it on iTunes. It's hilarious. You will not be disappointed. Maria Menounos, Ken Odegaro, the CEOs of AfterBuzz, making sure your laughs go on and on and on and on and on and on. Boom.
Bam.
Pow. Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. I don't know how you're right. stealing my hashtag.
Because you're so creative. You're like a genius. All right, back to Grey's Anatomy, episode 200, season 10.
Ugh. No, horrible.
But, yeah, I just...
We're talking about Avery.
Avery, okay, first of all, Star, you think he's hot to trot?
Oh my gosh.
Something about him just does not do it for me.
Well, okay, let's go back, because there's a moment when he gets really hot in this episode. Like... We've been waiting for him to become a man and step up. He went from the intern into owning the hospital. And now he's like, you know, we're going to raise money and we're going to do it the best way we can by having a speech. This girl falls in the middle of the speech. So how does he spin this? You know, how does he spin this tragic event where they're supposed to be getting money? People are walking out the door and he's like realizing the money is at the hospital. You know, we want to show our talents. What are you giggling about over there?
Kintsu 13, thank you so much for
Mr.
tweeting
Kevin,
us.
Kevin, I like him.
Hashtag free and hashtag twat. Okay, so back to Avery. Thank you, Kintsu.
No,
we
but Avery definitely just became a man when he was using his words very wisely by bringing the people from the gala to come up and watch the surgery on the girl. And when he was like, you know, this is what we need the money for.
This is what we do.
This is the circus
this
act.
Matters.
This is the circus. Yeah. So with that said, like, I feel like he's really coming into his own as a character on the show. But then when he really became sexy is when she ran over to him.
Oh, wait. But we have to talk about why first.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the kiss. Go
back
ahead.
At the hospital. We've got these two interns. It's just Ross and Stephanie that
Ross
are running
Edwards.
The trolley,
you
know, running the ER. And he wants to be a superstar. So he's stabbing people in the heart, doing all kinds of things.
He's doing a cryosynthesis.
He went rogue, like straight up rogue, yes. Like
no,
off the charts.
No, not AWOL. Yeah. AWOL rogue.
But then she starts taking charge and ordering people as the ambulance is coming in. Which is stat.
Yes. I was like, she is working it. She went out of control on that one.
So they did well. They got it together. They saved some lives. They did some cool things. And they're having this moment, how excited they are that they took charge. They were able to do this. And Ross kisses Stephanie and Avery walks in.
And that came out of nowhere. Right?
Absolutely.
You didn't see it coming.
I totally could see. Like, I could see as they're talking. I could see.
That would have not been nearly as intense as if Callie walked in on her.
I know. Right? The thing that I did like was Avery's reaction, because he just looks. He's like, okay then.
All right.
Yeah, because he's like over it. Like, yep. People are like cheating on him left and right. Or people don't care. Not left and right. That's wrong. People are just hurting his heart.
Dropping him.
He is too good looking.
He says just as much. He's like, I'm too old for this. I'm not going to deal with this. Yeah. Whatever.
Because I would be doing everything on my P's and Q's to stay with him. Hello? Right?
Well, and granted, she didn't do anything.
That's true. You
know, she was just on the receiving end of an unwanted. Well, I mean, we don't know if it was really unwanted. But,
she ran over there with her afro. What is the hashtag?
A freeve.
She ran over there with her freeve.
In the wind.
And the wind was barely moving it because it's like frozen. Okay? That hairdo is frozen. It's not even flowing. Oh. She ran over there with the freeve. And she tried to put him straight, and that's when he got real sexy on me.
He was
like, I don't care if you have a free, but I love you, girl.
I don't believe this.
You gotta talk to me, girl.
I don't believe that chemistry. Like, let's get back with April and let's move this storyline along.
I'm not a huge fan
April.
But I have to say, this Stephanie she just annoys me.
She's not the one.
I can't.
She's not the one.
No, I can't.
Unless she gets a weave or look as good as she did at the last gala.
At the wedding, I mean,
or the wedding
after buzzers. Y'all remember how dope Stephanie looked at the wedding? This long lace,
it was flat iron,
creamy crack in the hair.
Yeah, you know? It was that salon.
She's busy.
Straight.
She's working in the ER. She don't have time to straighten her hair.
Look, they got flat iron. She could work it out.
Yeah,
she'd be like, hold on.
No, I've heard a lot of complaints that they keep adding black people on the show that aren't good looking. And I feel like Shonda wants to look like the best. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if that's like a true thing, but why doesn't she have good hair? You know what I mean? Like, let's be real.
I mean, look, if Beyonce and the Braxtons. No, not at all. I think, you know, okay, first of all,
maybe it goes with the character in some way we just don't see.
Right.
I mean, there has to be a reason for it. And maybe it just is because her character is a little disheveled, not all put together, and a little still immature and kind of growing. And maybe as she evolves, so will her hair.
Because Kepner, remember when we first saw Kepner, I mean, she was like Marsha Brady, you know, and then she grew into being...
But that made sense.
But you got to remember, too, they wear scrubs all the time. So there's not really anything else to go off besides makeup and hair.
Right.
Accessories maybe, but there's not really much to go for as far as putting the character together.
I'd be like, can we make me prettier?
Shonda,
I look real ugly. I don't want to put this on my reel. I know I'm on a hit television show, but I'm not liking it.
But I'm reaching. I'm just thinking. Maybe it's part of the character development, and there's a reason that as she gets her...
It already.
See, episode 5, she'll have
like
ponytails.
Because even Zola has better hair right now.
Zola's hair is on point this episode.
She got afro puffs. Hey, rock on with the bad stuff.
I like that.
Okay, well, you know what? Jerrica Anton, we love you. We'd love to have you back in the studio. And we could talk about that.
We really would, though.
Because she even said herself, she was like, I know.
She said she was going to have more romantic hair. She
lied.
Maybe
it's coming up. Maybe we just haven't seen it. Now that he said, all right, we're going to do this, girl. Let's get it together. Maybe now her hair will come together.
Maybe she'll get caught in the rain.
All right. Let's anyway, move on.
Move on. No more freeves.
Oh my gosh. I think that was really it.
I mean, that's pretty much.
I mean, that's the show in a nutshell. Nothing really. I mean,
if you want to call in and tell us what you think, let us know.
Karev, that's his father, and Joe spilled the beans before, and then Karev
because he was about to say he didn't want it to know, right?
And then he kicks a garbage can.
Well, he's upset.
Well, he's upset that he's in...
Upset that it's his dad. He's upset that his dad's probably still a junkie. And now he has to deal with it. He's been, you know, running away from it for the last 20 years, and now this is something he's really going to have to deal with.
It's his turn. I mean, Meredith's dad came back, you know.
We haven't really seen... Callie's dad was there once, right? Didn't we see his brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His brother, and his brother was, you know, in and out of homes too.
Well, we were saying that we wanted something out of his character. So maybe this will be the arc that we've been waiting for, because he's been very lackluster. We're using that word again.
Very lackluster
for the last, like, season and a half. Yeah. So it's time for him to, like, really step it up, because I like when Karev is in the forefront, because I think he's very good looking.
Growing
too.
Up, I think he's looking better as he gets older. Yeah. He's aging very well. I like that.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely a looker. Yeah. Well,
oh, before we end the show, what's his name was juggling. Who knew he could juggle?
Yes, Patrick Dempsey.
Yes.
Have you guys ever seen Maid of Honor?
Yes, I've seen Maid of Honor.
He juggled plates in that movie.
He's very talented.
He's juggled in a few movies.
I really enjoyed that. He can juggle me anytime.
He's a race car driver and a juggler.
He's living on the edge.
Living on the edge. Still looking good. All right, that was my last 2 cents.
Me too. Yeah. And yeah, but you know, I really wanted to see more of their dresses, what they were wearing, because I love when they, Meredith, you know, for the life of me, it's.
Meredith did not look good this episode.
She's too matronly. Her dress was great.
Everybody's dress was great.
Which you saw the dress.
That's annoying. She's like all flat chested and she had to go breastfeed. Like, this is ridiculous. Right? Am I wrong?
No,
right?
Star.
Where are the bosoms?
Maybe the dress just flattened them down a little
bit.
Well, ladies, I say this. It's only the third episode, correct? So
it can only go up from
here. Because last season 10, I mean, they can't give it all to us up front, because then, you know, we're going to putter out towards the end. So who knows? I do anticipate more wonderful things coming out in season 10, because, you know, rumors are flying that this could very well be the last season. The head of ABC said no, they want to keep Grey's Anatomy on as much as possible. However, certain people's contracts are done. We already know we're losing Sandra Oh. Mm-hmm. She was like a pillar on the show.
Well, and that's going to start coming into play. We saw from the previews for next episode. Yeah. Here, she and Meredith are going to start getting into it a little bit.
You are not as talented as me. You're right.
Oh, no, it was the look. The Meredith, like, Meredith looks have been really good this, this season.
She's a mom now. She's like, got no time.
The head whipped.
It was like, bitch, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Bitch, what? I am not the one, what?
She had that mom look like,
I am just as talented as you are. No, you're not.
But this happened before where, you know, they were fighting and Meredith said some people are just naturally talented and others have to work for it. And it was a direct jab at Yang, and that really tested the relationship there. But the look alone was like, ooh, it's going to be good. Bitch, what?
We'll see how
All right, well,
goes.
That was...
Well, I've got some news and stuff. Well, I have some fun stuff to share.
Thanks, Steven.
Yes. All right. So, I was reading this kind of little fun thing on TVGuide.com, and it kind of tells the story of everybody's audition tapes and how they got their parts.
Okay.
Nice. All right. So, pick a character, any character, because it's everybody's. Bailey. I'm not going to read them all. Okay. So, Bailey. She was actually in New York, and she had to go to ABC in New York and go on tape with a casting. And she thought she was completely wrong for the character before whatever reason they had her come in. And she said that her whole attitude was, you know, I have nothing to lose, whatever. I'm going to go and do this. And then they flew her out to L.A. for, like, a callback. She went in. She did it. And then she just thought, oh, well, free trip to L.A. And then the next day they called her and she got the part.
Wow. I love
it. And did you know that Sandra Oh actually auditioned for Bailey first?
That's one of the wonderful things about Shauna. She wrote these roles to be not gender specific. They could have been.
Right.
She actually changed Yang for Yang to make it an Asian role.
Yeah, so that was really cute.
Okay, do the chief, James Pickens Jr.
All right. Let's see.
So thorough, Kelly.
Yeah.
He did a standard audition. He had just come off a show that had done 5 episodes on NBC. So he got a call to go and audition for Grey's, and he thought it was okay, kind of uneventful, whatever. But he got a call back to come in, and he was the only one that got called back for Dr. Weber. So he said he remembered going to Disney, and Shonda and Peter Horton were there, and he got a couple of notes from Shonda, and then he said he actually did the monologue for the pilot where he's standing in the operating room telling all the probably they're not going to all last.
Right.
And then he said that he did that monologue, and they asked him to step out of the room for a minute. And then when he came back in, they told him, what are you doing for the next 5 years or so? Do you want to have this role?
Amazing.
And he was like, oh, my God, yes, please.
Lastly, Katherine Heigl.
Oh, she's the only one that's on air because she's not on anymore. But I do have some Katherine Heigl news, because Ellen Pompeo recently gave an interview to the New York Post where she talked about Katherine Heigl's exit, how things were just kind of spinning out of control. And, you know, she said that there was, she understands why she left, but basically she said, you know, she shouldn't have re-upped her contract, signed on for more money, and then tried to get out of it. She said, you know, I get it, $12 million for a movie, but she re-signed with us and then she tried to get out of it, and then her movie career didn't take off.
At all.
So she's like, you know, it was kind of bad. And she actually talks about Burke, about Isaiah Washington, how originally he was supposed to be her love interest. But she didn't want the interracial relationship that way because she said it hit too close to home for her. Because, you know, her husband that she's married to is an African-American. She didn't want it to be the same thing.
Sure.
So she actually said, I want that Dempsey kid.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of like how that happened. And she thought that that Isaiah was pretty, you know, kind of hurt over that. And that's kind of how the whole kind of bad blood started when he didn't get that role.
Well, what we
that
do
it
know.
Could have been.
Right. Yeah. And we do know that Ellen Pompeo does make the most money on the show. She's about $350,000 an episode.
Something like that. But I mean, they gave her that role. She wanted to do another pilot. She actually wanted to do the pilot that actually Karev, what is his real name?
Justin Chambers.
Mm-hmm. He actually did the pilot. The show didn't get picked up. It was a show called Secret Service. Mm-hmm. And that was the one that Ellen Pompeo originally wanted to do instead of Grey's Anatomy. But her people talked her into doing Grey's Anatomy instead.
How things could have been different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Thank you, universe, because you have delivered to us 10 amazing seasons of a wonderful, epic, dynamic show.
Absolutely.
So this is great, Kelly.
It.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Want to give a shout out to all of our Twitter followers again and all of our AfterBuzzers. We love you so much. Let's move on to predictions. Mm-hmm. Freeves Anatomy. Thank you, Kintsu. Kintsu13, we love you. He's like, it's free, hashtag Freeves Anatomy.
Well, we also have to say congratulations to Jesse Williams, who is going to be a dad. He and his wife are expecting their first baby.
Yay.
Mm.
And also, we have to say happy birthday to Julie Parton. She's not here tonight.
Yes, happy birthday, Julie.
It's her 21st birthday
but
today.
But she will be back next week. So if you've been missing her, she'll be back next week.
Okay, so predictions. I'm just going to put out there. I predict Karev gets to know his father, their friends. They go through, like, you beat me in the dumpster, I dumpster dive, the end.
And then is he going to go through, and then maybe he'll go through rehab and become a better person?
Or the dad will die.
Ooh, I like the twist there. All right. And then what about, I don't know.
Yeah. What about Calzona?
Calzona.
I think it's still going to be strained for a while. I think that's, you know, Callie's going to find out that she went home with April. It's going to be like this whole thing. I just want to see that
Yeah,
drama.
Because they got into a cab
they
together.
They got into a cab together.
And we're never wrong. You know what I mean? We always have a hunch, and somehow it comes into fruition.
To fruition.
Into fruition.
Yes.
No,
There it is. You guys got me, right?
Spit
it's
out
been
star.
A long day, okay? Yeah. Hello, long day. But I just feel like Meredith is... And Yang is going to get into a really huge fight. And with that said, I think that's going to help with her exit off the show is what we said earlier. Because do you think she's going to go in the middle of the season or she's going to just die at the end?
I think she's going to complete the whole season.
But she's not supposed to die, though, is she?
She's not, I don't think she
no,
dies.
No, no, no. Why? I don't think she dies.
Why?
Because I think they're going to leave it open in case, you know, for whatever reason. But I thought I read somewhere that she wasn't going to die. But I could totally
Who's
going
to say, like, you can or I want her to die?
You know, Yang.
Those are always fun. Deaths are always
fun. If Yang died. I think that would be like wow. That would be as big as the Breaking Bad finale.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I want something
deal.
Big.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, but I would be heartbroken. If you
no, died. I would be too. Okay. I'm acting like I don't care, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, well,
so, anyways, I think these Twitter comments. Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're making you laugh, Roxy.
Yep. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Hit us up on iTunes and YouTube. We love our After Buzzers and our Twitter fans. You guys are phenomenal. Until next time, I am Jason J. Carter. Find me online. You know where to find me.
That's right. I'm Star Session. You can follow me at Star Session.
And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE079.
Woo!
Bye,
we'll
guys.
See you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.